Saturday, 20th of April, 2024. And the next day, we landed at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him liberty to go to his friends and receive care. Acts 27, verse 3. A literal rendering of the Greek is, "And another day, we brought down at Sidon, and Julius, having treated Paul philanthropically, permitted him, having gone to his friends, to receive care." CG. Luke is in the process of describing the ongoing voyage from Caesarea to Rome. He continues that now with, "and another." The meaning is another day. Luke is highlighting what occurred on this particular day, which was like any other, except upon arrival, there will be friends of Paul at this location. Luke next says, "We brought down at Sidon." After this day of sailing, which was about 70 miles, it says they brought down at Sidon. The word is katago. It comes from two other words, kata, down, and ago, to lead or bring. It gives the idea of bringing the ship down from the deep water of the high seas to the land. It is used in Luke 5:11 concerning the lake of Gennesaret. The seas, even in the smaller body of water like the Sea of Galilee, are considered elevated above the shores where they meet the land. At this stop in Sidon, it says, "and Julius, having treated Paul philanthropically." The word is found only here in the New Testament, philanthropos. It literally means in a man-loving way, thus humanely. Vincent's word studies notes the fault in the KJV translation, which says courteously rather than kindly. Quote, "courteous," from court, "expresses rather polish of manners than real kindness," end quote. In other words, this wasn't an act of polished manners on Julius's part. Instead, it was a true act of humanity. Luke notes it as such with this special word. The regard by Luke for Julius is evident in the term used. The philanthropic way in which he dealt with Paul is next stated. He permitted him, having gone to his friends, to receive care. Julius was under no obligation to allow his charge to be allowed this. In fact, if Paul took off, he would be in serious trouble. It is obvious that this was not the result of an exchange of money or some other such thing. The use of the word philanthropos excludes such a notion. Rather, Paul probably said, "I have really good friends here." Julius responded by allowing him to visit them. Finally, one other unique word is used in these words. It is translated as care. It is the noun epimeliae. The pulpit commentary notes that it is a word, quote, "frequent in Xenophon and other classical writings. It is in very common use among medical writers for the care and attention required by the sick. It is very probable that St. Paul was suffering from his long confinement at Caesarea and that the epimelia here mentioned has reference to his invalid state. This explains Julius's humane concern for Paul," end quote. Life application. Luke is recording details of the interactions between Paul and Julius as they arise. As he continues, he will simply be called the centurion. However, Luke has specifically given his name to set the tone for the narrative. He is one who faithfully considered his duties, and yet he will be seen to truly care for his charge, Paul. If someone were to detail your interactions with others, how would the record reflect who you are? Are you faithful in doing your daily duties? Honestly giving your employer a fair trade for the pay he gives you? If you are responsible for others, would the record show that you had concern for them, or were you a jerk towards them? Even if nobody is detailing your life for a book, the Lord is aware of your treatment of others. This is noted even under the law. You shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether one of your brethren or one of the aliens who is in your land within your gates. Each day you shall give him his wages, and not let the sun go down on it. For he is poor, and has set his heart on it, lest he cry out against you to the Lord, and it be sin to you. Deuteronomy 24:14-15. What we can infer from this is that the Lord is not only displeased with an uncaring or mean demeanor, but the opposite must be pleasing to him. Each thing we do, each interaction we are involved in, reveals to the Lord our heart and intentions. Be careful to watch your life and conduct, the Lord surely is doing so. Lord God, help us in our times of interaction with others. May we be careful to treat them courteously and with respect. It is often the case that we let the trials and troubles of life get in the way of how we deal with others. So, Lord, be with us and keep us from being gruff, unfriendly, uncaring, and so forth. Help us to be good and faithful to those we interact with. Amen.
The next day we came to Sidon. Julius was very good to Paul. He gave Paul freedom to go visit his friends, who took care of his needs.
The next day we came to Sidon. Julius was very good to Paul. He gave Paul freedom to go visit his friends, who took care of his needs.
Acts 27 verse 3.